Hello and welcome to episode 41 of the Confident Live Marketing Podcast. My name's Ian Anderson Gray, and in this episode, I'm going to be sharing the ups and downs of the last 41 episodes of this podcast and live show. I'm going to be talking about the advantages and disadvantages of power hours, and a little bit more about this year being my year of growth, sessions with life coaches, tools. We're going to be sharing some tools, talking about lots of really cool tools as well, and finally about YouTube and some of the experiences that I've had. But first,
looks like it's time for something completely nutty.
Did someone say it was time for an update?
I think it is time for an update. We need to sing the update song.
It's time for an update, it's time for an update, it's time for an update on episode 41. It's time for an update, it's time for an update, it's time for an update on episode 41. It's time for an update, it's time for an update, it's time for an update on episode 41.
This is the Confident Live Marketing Podcast.
Confident Live Marketing Podcast
with Ian Anderson Gray, helping entrepreneurs level up their impact, authority, and profits through the power of live video. Gain confidence in front of the camera, confidence with technology, and confidence with the content and marketing.
Together, we can go live!
Hello, it's Ian Anderson Gray for episode 41 of the Confident Live Marketing Show. This is very exciting. We're getting over the 40s now. We're not quite at number 42, which is the answer to life, the universe, and everything, but we're almost there. This podcast episode comes out every Friday, 8 a.m. UK time. So if you haven't subscribed to that yet, then please go down to iag.me/podcast. You can subscribe to the Confident Live Marketing Show in your favorite podcasting app. In this show, I'm going to be talking about just basically it's an update, but I'm going to be sharing some tools and tips and things that I've learned, the ups and downs really of the last 40 episodes of producing the show and the podcast as well, which is really, really cool. So, we've got some lovely comments here. So, Melanie is here from Ireland. And who else have we got? Oh, we've got Mary Brandt here watching in LinkedIn. Solo shows are more work. Yes, they are. They certainly are. And also the other interesting thing, Mary, just since we're talking about that, that with solo shows, they can feel, depending on you, your personality, they can feel a little bit more artificial. I think like most people, I do tend to talk to myself from time to time. That's, you know, as a solopreneur, obviously I have to think through things when you work for yourself, but I prefer to talk to other people. I prefer working out problems with other people sometimes. And it just feels more natural talking to someone else on a show. Whereas what I'm doing at the moment is I'm basically just talking to this piece of plastic called a camera. It's an inanimate object and I can't see you guys. And so it always feels a little bit strange. But I do want to do more of these shows. And I'd be really interested to know what you think. Do you prefer the solo shows that I do? Or do you prefer the guest shows? Or do you prefer a mix? For me personally, as a consumer, I prefer a mix. Mary also says she'll be in Ireland in early April. That's exciting. Whereabouts in Ireland? It's a beautiful place. LinkedIn local Dublin. So I guess that's Dublin you're going to be. And she also says, I totally talk to myself, usually in the car. Yes, Trisha Lewis says, I talk to myself and I always think of the camera as being people. And that's the key, really, is training yourself not to see those inanimate objects, the camera, is to training yourself to see your perfect client, to see your best friend in front of the camera. And that takes time. It takes time to work that out. There we go. Right. Well, I think it's time to get on with my first sponsor. First sponsor is StreamYard. StreamYard is an awesome tool. I use StreamYard to multicast to all these different platforms. It's so easy to do. But before I get on to all the geeky stuff, let's talk about all the simple features, all the incredibly simple features that StreamYard has. StreamYard is actually my top recommended live streaming tool that works as a web app because it's so simple. You just go to your browser and go to StreamYard. It's got a free account and just works really easily for Mac and PC users. It's so incredibly simple to use. And you've got all these amazing features, such as being able to highlight comments on the screen, which if you're watching live or the replay, you'll have seen. You can add your own titles. You can have up to 5 guests on the show. So that's 6, including yourself, without any extra software. You can share your screen, you can add your own brand colors, you can stream to Facebook, Periscope, LinkedIn Live, YouTube, and more as well. And now you can also do green screens as well. They've added a green screen feature fairly recently. All of that is on the free plan. They've got a really cool free plan. With the free plan, you do get the StreamYard logo at the top. There's a watermark. But I mean, for a free tool, it's amazing. Now, if you want more, then they do have a paid version. They have 2 paid plans, and that allows you to add your own logo, add overlays, backgrounds, videos, and multicasting. And this is one of the game changers, I think, that allows you to stream to up to 5 destinations. And this is what I use every week. And it allows me to manage comments from all those different platforms. So I can see people from YouTube, from Facebook, from Periscope. It doesn't do LinkedIn yet. That's not StreamYard's fault. That's just because LinkedIn haven't developed the feature yet for features. But that's pretty, pretty cool. So yeah, if you want to find out more, if you want to have a little play with it, then all you need to do is go to iag.me/StreamYard. And there's also a really good deal, like a really cool discount that you get for as Confident Live Marketing Show viewers. You get 16% off the annual plan. So if you go to iag.me/StreamYard, you can find out all about that. So we're back. Want to talk about quite a few things on the show, so I'm going to get straight into it. The first thing I want to talk about are the ups and the downs of producing a regular live show and podcast. And I would love to hear from you. If you're watching the replay or watching live, let me know what your experience has been in producing this, because I'm sure it's not all been fun and games. Yes, it's been, I've had an amazing time. There's been so many positives, which I'm going to share with you. But I also want to know what the struggles have been for you. Have you struggled to be consistent? Have you struggled with the technology? Have you sometimes just not wanted to do it and you'd rather do something else? I'd love to know about that. Over the last 40 episodes, I have to say, I've really, really enjoyed doing it. I've had so much fun creating it and particularly making it into the podcast. I've loved doing these little silly bits at the beginning of the show. So if you haven't listened to the podcast part of it, go to iag.me/podcast, because every single episode I produce a silly little bit at the beginning. It's the bit that is now for something completely nutty. And it's basically a theme song that I compose every single week, whether it's a solo show or whether I've got a guest on. I sing about what the episode's about and bring in the guest as well. And I've loved being able to be creative with that. For those who don't know, I trained as a professional singer back in the day. I was a classical singer. I was doing opera and all this kind of classical music. And so actually having a bit of fun with this has been great. And the really cool thing that's come out of that is that, so I don't know if you've heard of Mark Schaefer. Mark Schaefer is an awesome guy. He's an amazing marketer. He does keynotes all around the world. He's become a really lovely friend of mine. And as a result of all the stuff that I've been doing with the theme music, he's asked me to produce some theme songs for the beginning of his podcast, the Marketing Companion podcast. So if you just do a search for the Marketing Companion show on your favorite podcasting platform, you will hear a new theme song for today's episode. It's just come out today. So just go to businessesgrow.com. That's Mark Schaefer's website, and you can hear that. So that's the first thing that I've really, really enjoyed doing. The next thing is it's allowed me to develop a fantastic live show process. Now, this is a bit more of a boring one or a geeky one, but I think some of you will really enjoy this or think this is a really cool thing. And this is, I've developed a process for all the different stages of producing the show. And I talked about this on an earlier episode. It's the 5 P's of live video. So the first, let's see if I can get remember these and I can get them right. The first P is planning. So you've got to plan what you're going to talk about on the show. You've got to plan bringing your guest in. The next one is pre-promotion. You've got to let people know that it's happening. The next bit is actually producing the show. And once you've done that, that is not the end of it. You've then got to start to promote the replay of that show. And then finally, it's all to do with repurposing. And I'm going to talk about Content 10X in the show. They're another sponsor of the show. Amy Woods came on the show to talk all about repurposing, and that's been one of the big things about this show. I don't just do a live show, I turn it into a podcast, into a blog post, into social media images, onto YouTube, all that kind of stuff. There we go. Howdy Gray is here. That's a great name. He says, hey Ian, have you written any books? That's a great, great question. I am going to be writing a book. That's all I'll tell you. That is on the plan. When it's going to happen, I don't know. We'll see about that. And that's worked really well. I've been planning this, building this in Asana with my virtual assistant, Tonya. She's been great. And we've really developed a fantastic process for every single one of those stages. So if you're interested in finding out more about that, I'm actually thinking about selling this as a kind of like a download. But if you're interested to find out a little bit more about that, and if you're kind of want to help me beta test this, or beta test, depending on how you pronounce it, then let me know. But I'm definitely thinking of producing a course out of that and a downloadable guide. It's also allowed me to be more consistent and create valuable regular content. Now, if you're watching, if you're listening, I want you to be honest with me. How have you been with consistency? I'm going to be honest with you. Consistency has been a real problem for me over the years. I started blogging in, I think it was late 2012, or I think, yeah, was it 2011? 2011, 2012, can't exactly remember. And I've focused on high quality content, which is great. It's been the right strategy for me, but being consistent has been really, really difficult. And it's not been until this show that I've been producing regular weekly content. So not only is it weekly, but I try and deliver really high quality, valuable content, because I don't want to waste your time. With live video, there's so many other places you could be, but I want this to be valuable to you. And of course, as a podcast, that's important too. So creating that valuable content. Next thing is sponsorship. So actually being able to have some sponsors to the show, bringing in some money. It's not like mega money at this stage, but what it's enabling me to do is to invest back into the podcast and the live show, because there are some overheads, obviously paying for tools and paying for services like Rev and all these other things out there. They can cost money. So at the beginning, when you're creating these things, actually being able to invest back into it has been really, really cool. So what else? Chatting with fab guests. I'm sure a lot of you will identify with this. If you have a podcast or a live show, the ability to bring in guests onto your show is amazing. So it's allowed me to learn loads more. Actually, I mean, it's kind of like getting free consultation with people. And it's also allowed me to build and grow relationships with people that I know quite well, or know really well, or maybe even with people that I don't know at all and I want to get to know. So that's been amazing. That's been really, really fab. So I think those are all the positives. Those are all the positives when it comes to the live show. Been really, really cool. Let's look at some comments. So Trisha Lewis says, Trisha does a weekly podcast, but yet to do the live thing. I am tempted. So I think doing a live thing first and then making it into a podcast has lots of advantages. The first thing is procrastination doesn't happen so much, because you need to go live, you press the button, and you've created that content. And if you're a perfectionist as well, it really stops you from trying to be a perfectionist. Now, Carrie says, with consistency, so Carrie Ray says, consistency has been really tough as of late. More client work, which is great, but hard to get to my own stuff. Oh my goodness, I really hear you, Carrie. That's been a huge problem for me in the last couple of weeks, the last month. You know, and it's great to get that client work. I mean, that's why we're doing this. Well, it's not the only reason why I'm doing this. I do this because I love doing it. But it's also to get my name out there, to get the kind of, I want to get the clients that I want to work with. And so it's all about building my fan base. And so that's tough when you're then trying to juggle all those things together. And that's why when you are trying to be consistent and there's all these things that you need to do and work with your clients, it's really hard. So building that process and then being able to delegate some of those tasks to maybe other people, like a virtual assistant or pay for services, is so important, so that you don't have to do everything. And I'm going to talk a little bit about those things next. So these are maybe some of the downsides or the struggles that I've had over the past 40 episodes. And I wonder whether you identify with some of these things. So first of all, I mentioned I do struggle a little bit with perfectionism. I do want the quality to be really good. So each episode has taken a lot longer than I thought. So this is to produce the show, to produce the podcast as well. Now, it's less time than it took for my original podcast that I had back in 2012. That took ridiculous amounts of time. I've learned a lot from that, but it still takes a lot. And one of the reasons for that is that at the moment I'm editing each episode myself. I have tried other tools out there. So there's a really cool tool I'd highly recommend looking at. This is called Descript, descript.com. It will transcribe your live video or your podcast, and then you can edit the words. You can actually change the transcription. You can edit words out, and it will cut the bits out of your podcast or your even your video, which is absolutely amazing. It's blown my mind. But sometimes can be a little bit jarring when you edit words out, I've found, using Descript. So I've actually found just using Adobe Audition and doing it that way has given me the quality that I want. Eventually, I do want to pay for a podcast editor to do that, but I need to find the right podcast editor who's going to understand my needs. And also that's going to cost money. So I need to get more sponsorship and so that I want this podcast and show to be self-contained, if that makes sense. So there we go. Carrie says she has a podcast plan ready, but haven't started it yet. I identify with that. I said in my, I think it was my first ever episode of this, I shared, if you haven't heard the first ever episode of the Confident Live Marketing Podcast, then go back, because it's all about the fact that this took 3 years before I actually launched it. I was thinking about it for 3 years. So don't spend 3 years thinking about it. Yeah, that's all I can say. And she also says, I want to get a VA when I get back from Atomicon. So Atomicon's Andrew and Pete's big conference. They've been on the show before, and it's happening in Newcastle. So yeah, get a VA. That's really been helpful to me. Okay, so the next thing, I've got so many guests that I want to have on the show. I've got a massive list of the kind of people, of the people that I want to bring on the show that I know are going to deliver value to you who are watching or listening. But I just haven't, there's just not enough time to bring them all in. I mean, I am batching some of it, but it's taking time for that. Now, this is an interesting one that I'm going to admit. And that is the fact that, I'm going to just say this, it seems a bit embarrassing really, but I've been scared about bringing in some of the big names onto the show. So these are people that, in the marketing world at least, are the big celebrity names out there. And this is absolutely ridiculous, because the people that I've got on my list, you know, for example, Mark Schaefer, I know that Mark would be absolutely more than happy to come on the show. And in fact, he has been on previous live show that I did. So why should I feel scared and asking people like Mark to come on the show, or Mary Smith, or people like that? And it's ridiculous that I should think that way. And it is interesting that in whatever niche we're in, we have these kind of hierarchies, these different levels of celebrity stardom. And we're kind of looking a little bit above, and we're thinking, oh, you know, they're not going to come on my little show, are they? And it's ridiculous, isn't it? Because most of the people that I know in this industry are just so lovely. And so I've been slapping myself around the face about that one, and that's not going to happen. So I'm going to be bringing in some amazing guests over the next few months, I promise you. And it's not just the big names. It's going to be some little names as well, people that you may not have heard of, but I know are going to deliver so much value. So that's another thing. Wonder whether you identify with that. Gary says, yeah, it doesn't hurt to ask. Of course. I mean, that's the thing. It's ridiculous. Melanie says, meet Ian, who has spoken how many times at Social Media Marketing World? You're such a big name yourself. Yeah, well, there we go. Yes, and Carrie says, imposter syndrome. Yeah, well, we've talked about imposter syndrome on the show. It's possibly a little bit of imposter syndrome, but yeah. There we go. There we go. I'm work in progress. So there we go. And then, yeah, so the final thing is, and again, wanting to be transparent and open about these things, is I knew when I started this that it was going to take a long time to grow. Live shows, you're not going to suddenly get thousands or tens of thousands of people, unless you've got a big brand, a very established brand right at the start. It's one that takes time to grow, and particularly with podcasts. I knew this was going to take time to grow, but the numbers have been slower than I'd anticipated and I wanted, and that's been a little bit disheartening. The encouragement, though, is that really over the last month, things have really increased, and so I am getting so many more people watching live. I am getting more people listening to the podcast, not as much as I would like. But this comes down to the whole vanity statistics thing, that we tend to get obsessed with the big numbers. And actually, it's not about the big numbers. You can build and establish a really profitable business with smaller numbers of people who are really love what you do, that trust you, that like you. It's the know, like, and trust thing. So Yeah, encourage me to stop thinking about those vanity statistics and think about you lovely people that are watching. If you're listening to this, if you're watching this, I really don't take that for granted. I'm so grateful for all of you. It really, really makes me feel loved, and it's great. So I thought I'd share all those things with you. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about is that this year, I'm labeling this year as my year of growth. I never thought I would do this, call each year a name. And maybe next year I won't give it a name, but this year I'm calling this my year of growth. And last year was my year of visibility, which seems a bit kind of weird in a way, but it ended up being my focus for last year. And so last year I ended up speaking at conferences all around the world. I was carrying on speaking at Social Media Marketing World, but also at Atomicon, at Content Marketing World, at conferences in Europe as well. Now, some of them were paid, some of them were not paid, but it was my year of visibility. I was really wanting to get out of my comfort zone. I spoke at a second US conference, so that was Content Marketing World. And that was really, really important for me because I wanted to get out of my comfort zone and do that. This year, though, is my year of growth. And it's all to do with growing my business in a sustainable way and also personal growth as well. So if you identify with this, let me know. Sometimes we can focus so much on visibility, so much on those numbers, and not actually growing a stable, profitable business, focusing on the smaller numbers of the clients that we want to work with. And this is what I want to do this year. But it's not just a business thing, it's also a personal thing too. You know, as a solo entrepreneur, as a small business owner, it's important to have a holistic approach, that whole approach. I'll come onto that in a bit. But from a business point of view, I've been focusing on rebuilding pretty much everything in my business, being consistent and taking a proper look at myself. So building strategies for everything. So I've built this process and a strategy for this live show, and I'm doing that for all my courses and how I work with my clients as well. That's been really important. So yeah, when it comes to working for yourself, having this holistic approach is so important. Having a whole approach is really important. I don't think it's as simple as saying that we've got our work life and our personal life. You want to have separation. You want to make sure that you are spending time with friends, with your family. You want to have some downtime. You want to have some fun, creative time. But it's also sometimes those things do merge, and that's okay. So I want to grow not only as an entrepreneur, but I also want to grow. I want to become more wise. I want to become more loving as a father, as a husband, and as a friend. Those are the things that kind of I am. I am a father. I'm a husband. Now, your situation may be different, but you need to think, well, what are the most important aspects of my life? Is it me, the friend? Is it you, the friend? Is it you, the business owner? Is it actually you just need to put more space into your life? And so my focus this year is to grow or improve health-wise. So that's physically in terms of my exercise, but also in terms of my health and what I eat. I want to gain more clarity. I want to grow in my faith. I'm a Christian, so that's important to me. And I also want to become more wise in all my decisions. That's really important. When it comes to my health, so are we really interested to know what you're focusing on? What do you identify with any of these things? What's important to you? So looking at my health, the last 18 months have been really important to me. I've made some massive changes in my life, which I never thought I'd be able to do. Now, if I can do it, you can definitely do some of these things. The first thing I did is I invested in a personal trainer. I thought I couldn't do this. Maybe that I couldn't. It just seemed like a lot of money to spend, but I focused on that. I focused on the priorities, and personal training was really important. So 18 months ago, I got my personal trainer. I'm now doing two sessions a week, and I'm also doing spin class as well, and an extra gym session. About 3 years ago, I cut out sugar from my diet. That might not be for you, but it was really important for me because I was addicted to the stuff. I'm a vegetarian, not particularly for any moral reason, just because I don't like the taste of meat. So I think one of the things I want to focus on is checking my B12, my iron, my vitamin D levels. And so I went to the doctors today to talk about a blood test for that. So there might be something in your life, you're fatigued, you're tired, you're working too much, and you want to focus on that aspect as well. Let's look at some comments. So Yakari says she really identifies with that, with what I'm saying, which is cool. Adrian says, Adrian Pope is here. Hi, Adrian. Great to see you. Adrian is a fabulous photographer. He took our wedding photos and also my recent business photos, myself and also Jeff C, who we met up in London. So I seem to be an expert at being invisible. So this year I will attempt more visibleness. I love that. Yes. Well, let me know, Adrian, if I can help you, because Adrian is the most amazing photographer. And if you want to, if you're in London or in the UK, or if you want to travel to the UK, you need to see Adrian because he's just amazing. Melanie says, do you have a vision board? Now, I've not really been into vision boards, but I'm going to share something in a little bit. I did have a book. I might have to get my book in a minute. Yeah, which I want to share something with. And she also says, I've got one for the first time this year. I found it confronting and laser targeting. Yeah, I think I know what you mean. I think it's really, really important to write things down. That's been so, so important. Trisha. Oh my goodness, loads of comments from Trisha. This is great. She says, quality, not quantity. Agree about the holistic approach and personal growth is a forever thing. Trisha also says, I'm almost a vegan. So yes, take B12 every day. So I'm not vegan. I found that for me, I do have to make sure I do eat eggs and dairy just to take that my B12 up. But I'm going to look into that and see how we get on with that because I think that's important. Trisha also says, just build relationships with people and they are usually very happy to be on your show. That's going back to what I said earlier. So yeah, so I had a session with a life coach on Friday. And so I've had coaches in the past and that's been amazing. So these have been more business focused coaches. And I've wanted to do this for a while, but it really does have to be the right fit. You have to find someone who you click with, that you are aligned with in terms of your thinking, personality-wise. And I think it needs to be somebody who looks at it, has the holistic approach. And so it was a really, really good session. It was somebody who was recommended by Ian Cleary, and it was fabulous, really, really good session. It was just a one-off free session. She was wanting to work with people on a one-off basis, just as a free thing. And that was amazing. And it really opened my eyes. It's something that I really want to do over the next year. I think no matter how successful you are, how far you have progressed, we need somebody out there to help us, somebody professional, someone who's been trained to help you at these different stages in your life. And so I'm really excited about that. One of the things I want to get over the next year is more clarity. I want to procrastinate less, and I also want to improve my health. And so, yeah, that's been really, really cool. So I'm just going to find this thing. And unfortunately, I can't find it. That's annoying. Anyway, what I was going to try and share with you was that about 5-6 years ago, this might be a vision board. So Melanie was talking about a vision board in the comments on her Periscope. And I wrote down a list of things that I wanted. These were my dreams, basically, for the next 5 or 6 years. And I can't remember all of them, but I went on a walk about three or four weeks ago, and I discovered these points that I'd written in 2014, 2015. And nearly all of them have happened. I mean, it's just amazing. So I was teaching singing in a couple of schools, and I wanted to stop that so I could focus more on my business. And within a year, I'd done that. I was focusing on my business. I was getting enough money to be able to sustain ourselves as a family. I wanted to be speaking around the world at conferences. And the following year, I got asked to speak at Social Media Marketing World. I wanted to move house to a bigger house because the house we were in at the moment at that time was really small for our kids. You know, they were sharing a room and it's quite small. So we wanted to be able to buy a bigger house. And so yes, that happened. And there were loads of things. It was amazing. So I think that could be a real encouragement to, I think this is maybe what you're talking about, a vision board. What is your vision for the future? Write it down. But then you need to think through how are you going to achieve those goals and to be really practical about it as well. So yeah, let me know what you think about that. Okay, cool. So the next thing that I've been thinking about is over the last couple of weeks, and I'm really interested to know what you think about this. This is your website. It's to do with making it really clear how people can work with you. And if you've been listening to this podcast, or if you've been watching the show for a while, I wonder how clear I've been about how you can work with me. if you want to. You know, so you may think, okay, well, this Ian Answer Gray guy is great. I'd love to work with him. You come to my website. Have you been able to find ways that I can help you? So I don't think I've been that clear about this, and it's been a big problem for quite a long time. I've been really wanting to try and improve that. So yes, I've got loads of free content. There's loads of free content on my blog. There's the podcast. There's the live show. And I've also got my Power Hour. And I'll talk a little bit more about Power Hours after the next break. But I've been thinking about what is my ecosystem. And so for me at the moment, if you can get loads of free content, the next thing is my Power Hour. This is basically a one-hour coaching service. Then there are coaching programs. There are my live video courses. If you want to learn more about live video tools and how to do live video, I've got my courses. And then the next couple of things I want to develop are masterminds, paid masterminds, and an academy, which is a kind of a hybrid coaching platform. So it is self-serve stuff, but it's also mastermind and one-to-one stuff all mixed into one. So I'd love to know more about your ecosystem. What are the different ways that people can work with you if you're a coach or a consultant? And how good are you at demonstrating that in the content that you produce and also on your website as well? Trisha says on LinkedIn, I'm a coach. And so, yeah, it'd be interesting to know what is it that you do. This is going back on getting coaching. So if you're a coach, and I'm a coach, but actually coaches need coaching too, and I have coaching. So she says, I'm a coach, and I have coaching. We all need objectivity and someone to shepherd our thoughts, fears, and creative energy. But yes, if you are a coach or consultant, how can people actually work with you? That's really, really important, I think. Right, okay, it's time to get on with my next sponsor, which is Content 10X. Content 10X have been sponsoring this podcast pretty much from the word go, and it's such a good fit because it is all to do with content repurposing. And this is one of the most amazing things about live video. You produce this, I produce the show, and then I make it into a podcast, into a blog post, and it just has allowed me to be so much more productive, so much more consistent. So yes, check out Content 10X. They are experts in content repurposing, and they provide a full end-to-end content repurposing service. So you take your live video, you press the end broadcast button, Content 10X will then be able to take that and explode it across the interwebs. They can turn that into blog posts, into podcast episodes, videos, and social media images. And that's what I do every single episode. In fact, Content 10X produce all my social media images. So if you've seen on my blog post and on social media, the Content 10X do all of those things. This helps you focus on your business, saves you time, helps you reach audiences, and allows you to help just focus on building your business. So if you want to find out how to do it yourself, they've got an awesome blog, they've got a podcast, and now a book, Content 10X. It's packed with all things repurposing, some amazing advice. Or if you would rather them do it for you, then Content 10X can do that. So if you want to find out more, all you need to do is go to content10x.com.
You're listening to the Confident Live Marketing Podcast with Ian Anderson Gray.
Right, so let's move on to the next part, which is to do with the pros and cons of power hours. And it was great. I was in Northern Ireland last year, and I just love the Northern Irish accent, which is something like power hour. I can't do the accent, but if you're from Northern Ireland, you'll know what I mean. Power hours. So, yeah, do you offer power hours? These are these one-off consultation or coaching sessions. They last for an hour. And, yeah, do you offer them? And or have you taken up somebody else's services for power hours? I'd love to know. Now, I do offer these, and I have to say, I really enjoy doing them. I love doing them. I love working with different people. I love being able to solve people's problems. I love being able to work with people. It's not my main focus, I have to say, because there's a limitation to what you can do in that one session, in that 1 hour. But I love that. I love working with different people, and that's great. So I asked on Facebook, I asked some questions. I asked, do you offer a power hour? And then the second question is, have you ever paid for somebody else's power hour? And so if you're watching or listening, let me know what you think about this. And so I've got some really good comments. So Ken Needy has a product-based business. He is the co-founder of ResponseSuite.com, which is an amazing tool that plugs into your email marketing software and allows you to create quizzes and surveys and allows it, plugs it all in. It's amazing. So he says, I've switched to a slightly more leveraged model where when somebody buys a product from us, they get access to our monthly hotline calls where they can ask questions about anything email marketing related. That way I can help more people and also keep that time cornered. So I think that's an important point, isn't it? Keeping your time cornered, really, really important, because I think if you're going to be doing power hour, you could end up spending all your time doing those one-off sessions. And is that leading to anything else? Because as solo entrepreneurs, what we really want is to grow our recurring revenue. That's really, really important. Now, Jazz Greer mentioned the whole know, like, and trust thing. And how are people going to sign up for your power hour if they don't know, like, and trust you? So this is, yeah, I think that's a really valid point. This is why I do the podcast and why I do the live shows, because I want to give access to myself to you guys. I want you to know what I'm like. I want to be me. You'll either like me or not like me. Hopefully you won't hate me, but the whole point of this is so that you can learn to trust me in what I do. And so I don't think anyone's going to come to my website and say, oh, never heard of this Ian Anderson Gray guy. Oh, he's got a power hour. Let's book that in. And they don't know anything about me. That's not the way it's going to happen. Probably about 80% of the people who bought my power hour service have been people who know me a little bit. You know, there's been some relationship that's been established there, which is really important. Really important to say. So yes, Melanie says, never participated in a power hour like that. And Carrie says, I love the Response Suite guys. Yeah, they're lovely guys. It's a great tool. So yeah, Heather Christie in LinkedIn says, yes, I offer power hours. Yes, I have hired multiple coaches, which is cool. So if you've offered a power hour, I think it's actually really good practice to actually pay for other people's services so that you can learn new things, personal development, business development, really, really important. Heather also says, I'm going live with an interview at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. I'm looking for strategies to let people know we are going live. I posted on my LinkedIn page and my guest has done the same. Any other strategies you use? Yes, I will share some in a minute. Just give me a second. Trisha says, podcast, LinkedIn content that gives value, showing up as the real you, then the value ladder from free to small investment, power hour, then the program. Yes, and that's totally agree with you, Trisha. So what Trisha's saying there is, you know, it's like a ladder. You've got to, so this is the way I see it. I'm offering all this free content. I'm offering this podcast, this live show, so you can get to know me. I'm delivering as much value as I possibly can. All of that's for free. And the bit on my website that I need to be better is I don't have so much of the low-hanging fruit paid stuff. So these are maybe the $10, the $12, $15 things that you can download. They're kind of no-brainers. These are really cool things that you will want, but they're not much. They don't cost much money. It's not that much investment. You're dipping the toe in the water. If you like that, you're more likely to spend $300, $1,000, $2,000 on my coaching programs or my power hour if you've already spent that money. So yeah, I think that's a really, really important point. Okay, so I'm going to go back to Heather's comment. This is a slight diversion, but I think it's a really good question. And by the way, I love questions like this because they're just really interesting. So she's looking for strategies to let people know that we're going live. So the question is, so Heather, where are you going live? I assume you mean LinkedIn because you posted this on LinkedIn. I don't know. LinkedIn's different in that you can't schedule your LinkedIn lives. You can't let people know. If it's other channels, so I focus on Facebook and YouTube and LinkedIn. So I let everyone know that I'm going live on YouTube. I let everyone know that I'm going live on Facebook because I can share out the link to people. What I would say on LinkedIn is you can share out the link to your latest activity on LinkedIn. So share that out on Twitter, on Facebook, and other channels as well. And then also share that on email as well. So I'm going to share some little tips for some tools later. So the send trick, the send calendar, and a couple of other tools that will allow you to do that. If you've got guests, then try and get them to share the link to your LinkedIn latest activity part of your, yes, yeah, so you basically go to your profile on LinkedIn and then go to latest activity, and that's the URL that you need to share out. So I don't know whether that helps you, answers your question. If you're going live to LinkedIn, it is different to some of the other channels out there because you don't get that URL that you can then send out Yeah, so Heather says on LinkedIn. Okay, so other comments. So Carrie Ray actually answered my question before. I don't know whether you're still here, Carrie, but you said, so I do offer consult sessions. Yes, I've also purchased them as well. Thus far, the purchase time for consult was long after not being able to find the answer myself. Sometimes it was worth it. It's about 50-50. So that's interesting. Yeah, that's kind of more the experience of actually purchasing them. Not all of them have been really beneficial. And that reminds me, I think on your coaching page, actually having a list of people's objections and you then answers to those objections. So for example, how do you know it's going to be worth it? You know, what is it that I can help with? What is it that you can't help with? Being really open and honest about what things that you can help with and what things you can't help with. Really important. And then the final thing, Molly Mahoney said that she used to offer power hours, but time became too much of a commodity. And I know that the deepest results come from a longer program. And I really respect Molly's answer there. I feel a little bit like that too, because I think there's a limitation to what you can do in 1 hour. There really is. And if somebody wants to, for example, learn to be more confident in live video, wants to learn all the strategies that I have to offer, then yes, doing a 3-month program, you're going to learn so much more. It's going to be much more beneficial. Whereas in an hour session, yes, there is a limitation to what we can do in that. But I have to say, I really enjoyed doing the hour sessions. So I still do them. And for some people, that's that initial dipping their toe in the water that they want. So yeah, let me know what you think. So next point, as we're coming to the end of the show, I wanted to share some tools that I've been playing around with. So let me just get this up. The first tool that I wanted to recommend and talk about is Brain FM. I've been totally falling in love with this tool. It's amazing. It works so well if you have some really nice headphones as well. Brain FM basically is either a web app or it runs on your phone and it plays what's called functional music. So functional music it's not kind of typical music that you would listen to. It helps you focus on what you're doing. So they've got focus music, they've got resting music, they've got some sleep music as well. So if you have trouble sleeping, it will really help you to do that, or afternoon naps. So Brain FM is really amazing. I've been using it and it's really helped me focus on my work, and definitely recommend it. It's not free. It's about, how much is it? It's about $50 a year. But if you couple this with noise cancelling headphones, so one of the other things that I bought relatively recently are these things. Now then, these are not cheap. These are the Bose Quiet Comfort 35. I really balked at the price, but they are absolutely amazing. They've really, really helped for things like plane journeys or focusing in a noisy coffee shop. So couple that with Brain FM and I highly, highly recommend that. So the next thing is SendTrick. So SendTrick, this allows me to create timers for my emails. So let's just create a timer. So this is for my mailing list. So let's say I've got a new show coming out. I've got number 44 coming out. I'm going to choose my CLMP template there. And this live show is going to go out on Thursday at 5 p.m. Let's create that now. Okay, so then I can take this image and paste this into my email, which is amazing. So for example, I can just copy that. And this might be, for example, my next live show is in 3 days. So I send this out and in the email, they'll actually see this countdown timer, which is amazing. You can change the background. So for example, I could just make that to a white background. I can change the digits like that, change the labels like that. Has that actually worked? There we go, it has. You can even remove the days as well if you really wanted, like that. So you just copy the code and that's that. It's really, really cool. Okay, then the next thing is a send calendar. You create a calendar of all your events. So I've got the Confident Live Marketing Show here. So for example, this is an event. So this is today's show. Once you subscribe to this calendar, all my live shows in the future will appear in your calendar. So this allows you to get all people to subscribe to your calendar. People will not miss your live shows. So this is something I'm playing around with. And so this is today's show. And then when I add the next show, you'll be able to see that in your calendar. People can subscribe to Apple, Google, Outlook, Outlook.com, and Yahoo to those calendars. And so it's pretty amazing from that point of view. Then the next tool I wanted to recommend is Morning Fame. Morning Fame is awesome. This is if you want to sort out your YouTube channel and you want to analyze your recent YouTube videos and to also get a really cool keyword tool. So Morning Fame is really, really awesome. I'll go into more detail another time on Morning Fame, but I just wanted to mention that to you. So, Brain FM, if you want to find out more about that, you go to iag.me/BrainFM. If you want to find about Sendtrick, then it's sendtrick.com. Sendcalendar is sendcalendar.com. And Morning Fame is invite only. But if you go to iag.me/Morning Fame, you'll be able to get onto that for free. Finally, just before I go, I wanted to talk about YouTube. I've just gone over 1,000 subscribers. So I was mentioning this right at the start, which is really awesome. I was wanting to test quite a few different things. So there are different things that you get at different levels of subscribers. And when you get to 1,000 subscribers, you're supposed to be able to get monetization. You're supposed to get posts and also going be able to go live through the mobile app as well. So I've now got the community part of YouTube, so I can now post. These are text posts and GIF posts, and I've got the community tab now on my YouTube channel, which is cool. And the reason I want to do all this is because I want to focus a lot more on YouTube. I go live on YouTube every single time, as well as LinkedIn Live, Facebook, and Periscope. But it's been great that I've been able to get over 1,000 subscribers, and that's thanks to my community. So thank you. If you have subscribed, thank you so much. If you haven't subscribed, all you need to do is go to youtube.com/IanAndersonGray. But yeah, I wanted to get monetization features and Super Chat. So Super Chat is a really extended chat that you get on YouTube. It allows actually people to give money as well. So you can actually, for example, with tips, people can pay you to answer a tip. I wasn't so much interested in that. I was just interested in the technology behind it and playing around with it. But I found out that you need to get 10,000 followers for that, 10,000 subscribers. So anyway, and you also need to enable monetization. And for that, you don't just need 1,000 subscribers. You also need 4,000 watch hours. So I'm not quite there with the number of watch hours. But yeah, being able to have community and the post features is pretty cool. So I just thought I'd share that with you. If you have a YouTube channel and you want to share some love, just put that in the comments and it'd be great to help each other out there. But for some reason, even though I've got 1,000 subscribers, I still have not got the ability to stream live from my phone, which is really weird. I have no idea why that is the case, but we'll see how we get on with that. I think I'm going to go, but just a few comments here on LinkedIn. So Trisha says, good to meet the people here. I tried to follow all of you, not in a stalky way though, which is great. Trisha says, I'm trying to get to 100 because I am right that then because you only get the customized URL. That's a good point. I think you're right. I think it is 100. So if you want to customize your URL, so mine's youtube.com/IanAndersonGray, you need to get 100. And I remember struggling to get that. So yeah, just to encourage you, you will get that. Put that in, in the comments, and we can follow each other and really help each other with that, which would be great. Fine. Right. Till next time, I encourage you to level up your impact, authority, and profits using Confident Live Video. See you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Confident Live Marketing Podcast with Ian Anderson Gray. Be sure to join the community at iag.me, where you can continue to level up your impact, authority, and profits through the power of live video. And until next time, toodaloo.
It's time for an update, it's time for an update, it's time for an update on episode 41. It's time for an update, it's time for an update, it's time for an update on episode 41. It's time for an update, it's time for an update, it's time for an update on episode 41.